Okay, today's daf is Arla, daf Lamed Ches. 38th daf here in Maseches Arla, out of 42. So we're getting close towards the end of the Masechta here. And we are on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. So we're up to Tam Tanina. So the Mishnah had said earlier that if there are mixtures on yesterday's daf, if I have a beged that I mixed in some type of other iser. I mixed in some wool of a bechor or some hair of a nazir into a bag or into a shirt, then I have to burn the whole thing. Right? If I burn the whole thing, it's one of the nisrafin, right? About like the hair of a nazir or the wool of a chamor, Yeradeh Hashem Chafalf, has to be burned. So ask the Gemara that this is a stira to the Mishnah in Maseches Temura, because here it sounds like these items are from the Nisrafin, that if I get mixed up, the hair of a Nazir or the wool of a Bechor goes onto a bag, it has to be burned. While we learned last week, and numerous times, we learned that there are only four Nisrafin. Right, the Mishnah Tzvura. Remember the four Nisrafin. Yeah, we have Chametz according to Reb Yehuda and Truma Temeya, Kilaya Kerem, and Arla. That's it. Those four. Those are the only. The other ones are Nikbarin. If you look at the Mishnah in Temura, there's a list of what are the Nikbarin and what are the Nisrafin. So if you look at the Mishnah there, so the Elohan and Nikbarin. Nikbarin includes Shara Niskal, Egla Rufa, Seir Nazir, Petah Chamor, Basar B'chalav, Chulish Shud Bazara. So that's the Gemara's question here, right? Our Mishnah sounds like these items have to be burned. They're from the Nisrafin, while there in Tzmura in the Mishnah Daf Lama Gimel, it's from the Nikbarin. So Taman Taninan Elo Hinan Nisrafin. Over here, we learned that these are Nisrafin from, or you could say, you know, there's a list over there of the Nisrafin and the Nikbarin, but here it sounds like these are the Nikbarin. So Taman Taninan Elo Hinan Nisrafin. Vitaninan Elo Hinan Nikbarin. Hachat Omar Yisarfu, Hachat Omar Yikavru. Right? Stira. Right? Does the hair of a Nazir have to be burned or buried? Does the wool of a Bechor, of a donkey, of a petah chamor, to be burned or buried? Stira. So the Gemara offers three answers. Three answers to this question. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kan bisa, kan biseyar. It's the difference. Are you talking about you made a sackcloth, or are you talking about the hair itself? Ma bein sak, ma bein se, meaning which one? Our Mishnah here is talking about, our Mishnah that says you have to burn it. That's talking about where you made it into a bag. You made a sackcloth bag. So that has to be burned. We'll see why. But if it's just the hair itself, the Mishnah Torah is talking about just the hair itself, it can just be buried. The hair itself of the, or the wool itself can just be buried. Ma bein sak, ma bein seir. What's the difference between the two? Amar of Chananya, berei d'Rebbe Hillel, sak matzu ilachati tacharav. A sackcloth, if you bury it, people might find it and use it. Because it's just it doesn't go bad. It doesn't disintegrate in a second, very fast. So it's a sackcloth, and therefore people might uncover it, unearth it, and therefore burying it is not good enough. And that's why the Mishnah here says that it has to be burned. Seyar ein matzi l'chadach, of hair, you bury hair in the ground, nobody's going for that. Right, that disintegrates and becomes disgusting, and nobody's gonna search after it, and therefore, that's the difference between the two Mishnayos, right? Are you talking about the hair itself, or are you talking about after you made it into a bagot? Number one. Number two, Rishim and Lakish Amar, second answer, Kan b'mikdash, Kan b'gvulin. Are we talking about, let's focus on the, remember there's two stiras here, so we're gonna focus on one of them for this answer, Lachora, the hair of a Nazir. Again, our Mishnah says hair of a Nazir, mashba, it has to be burned. The Mishnah in Tzimura, it has to be buried. Well, are we talking about in the Beis HaMikdash or not? Right? In the Beis HaMikdash, what do you have to do with the hair of a Nazir? You have to burn it under the pot filled with your carbon shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a din daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa. That's what you have to do. So our Mishnah is talking about in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why you have to burn it. Kan b'gvulin, over there in Tzimura, we're talking about, no. The halacha is, if a Nazir gets a haircut somewhere else, not in the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash, then he doesn't have to burn the hair. Right? That's the din. The Mishnayos and Nazir say, that's only when you're, maybe it's the Chachila, you should be there. But that's the difference between the different Mishnayos, where you are. Are you in the Beis HaMikdash, or are you in Gvulin? Right? The shaving of the head of a Nazir is a separate mitzvah daraisa. We know that, we just quoted recently, that the Rambam describes how you never count in the Shorashim, you don't count parts of a process, right, as separate mitzvahs. You don't count chatas as four different mitzvahs, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. It's one avodah of the chatas. So it's interesting that nazir, there are 10 mitzvahs related to a nazir. But they're not all part of the process, right? There's 10 mitzvahs. There's an isser, the isser for an nazir to drink wine, or an isser to eat any grapes, or an isser for an nazir to eat raisins. All those are counted separately, so that's not part of a process. Those are just separate isurim. There's an isser for a nazir to shave his head. There's a mitzvah for a nazir to shave his head at the end of his nazirus. So all those are part. There's an isser for a nazir to become tamei meis, an isser for a nazir to get wine, hair, and mace. There's a separate isser for a nazir. That's a question. There's two separate isurim for oel mace and all for other tumas of a nazir. And there is a mitzvah of growing the hair. Forgot that one. There's an isser for cutting the hair, there's an isser for growing the hair during the time of Naziris, and there's a mitzvah of cutting the hair at the end of the Naziris. The chinuch in Shin Ayin Dalad has the mitzvah of cutting the hair, and that's what our Gemara is referring to. There's a mitzvah to cut the hair at the end of the Naziris and to throw that hair under the pot where the carbon shlamim, the shalmi nazir, is being cooked. Says the chinuch in Shin Ayin Dalad. Shin Itztava HaNazir V'Ua Adam Shehifrish Atzmo Min Hayayin L'Gadel Se'ar Rosho Kol Yimei Azir El Hashem. And there's a mitzvah. Oh, that's Gidul Se'ar. That's Shin Ayin Dalad, is the Gidul Se'ar. Later on, Shin Ayin Zayin is the mitzvah of Giluach Se'ar. The mitzvah of Giluach Se'ar, and that's where you put it under the pot of the Shlamim. Interesting, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about what the message is of growing one's hair. Hair, we find this by Yosef HaTzadik. Hair symbolizes the physical beauty and presentation. And one just lets their hair grow wild. That means they're not focusing on their physical beauty. And that's the point of a nazir, that he has to go to an extreme in order to get back into the middle, as we'll see. We are beings with a guf and a neshama. We have physical needs that we have. You're not going to have a house functioning unless you focus on the house a little bit. Right, that's the chinuch. If you don't focus on the wood and the stones and the foundations of your house, then you're not going to have a house. So even though you want to be spiritual and be in neshama land, you have to focus a little bit. The imkain. Acharei hayos kavanas ha'adam b'yitzirasu al mashamarnu b'chalei sheyuchal sichlo l'ma'id b'avodas l'chomer b'yasim agamas l'avodas kono. But whatever we can focus on ruchnius, tovlo. You just can't leave, like, you never go shopping and you expect there to be food in the fridge. You have to be involved. You have to be involved. But because we have this balance, sometimes we'll get too involved in the gashmi side of things. So once in a while, says the chinuch, we have to go to the other side, the other extreme, in order to get back to the middle. And that's what the Rambam says also. The Rambam in the Hilchas Deos says that obviously Naziris, according to his view, is not an ideal. It is a fixed measure that really was supposed to be on the Shvil HaZahav, except for the two Midos, Kas and Gaiva. But besides those two, we have to be in the middle path in everything in life. And a Nazir tries to get us back into the middle if we were tilted too much to one side. That's the chinuch in Shin Ayin Dalet is the mitzvah that I say. And again, later on, Shin Ayin Zayin is the mitzvah of Giluach of a Nazir, right? These Giluchim, Giluach Tumah and Tara, count the super mitzvahs, but part of that is to throw it under the pots where the hair is being, where the shlamim is being burned. Midini ha-mitzvah, the chinuch says, Heichen megaleach zahara be'ezras nashim, v'lishkach nazirim ha-yisrasham b'keret d'orbis b'zrachas, v'sham mevashlim shalmehem, u'mashlichin saran la'esh. Right, you throw the hair under the fire. There's a lot of symbolism there, maybe just to read one message, which relates to what we were just talking about. Rav Sternbach in the Talmud Das discusses, why do you have to do that with the hair? It's nothing like it in all of halacha. Okay, you have to shave your head. The mitzora also has to shave his head. But then you take that hair, and which is aser bahana'a, and you throw it under the pot where you're burning your carbon shlamim. Says the Rav Sternbach, well, as we just explained, that a nazir, according to many Rishonim, is not an ideal. It's not an ideal, not like the Ramban. But ki a nazir bechepso l'skadish b'avodas Hashem yisbarach bachar lechos b'derach precious. So because he wants to be focused on avodas Hashem, he chose precious to go away from chayi olam hazeh, because then he could get back to the middle. But says Rav Sternbach, ein kein darkei shel Torah. That's not the ideal. The ideal is not to be a parish. Right, we don't believe. In other religions, they believe the goal is to be a parish, right? And their holiest people will never be married, right? But we believe that the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur in order to get kapara. Unbelievable. Ki ikar taklas on the bolam hazeh, says Rav Sternbach, the ikar taklas of a person in this world, lekadesh es chefse gufo v'tzrachav, to sanctify our physical involvements. Ubioso nanim in olam hazeh, shu gashmi l'shem shamayim, miskadesh bazeh gufo, we raise up our physical bodies, umizdavik b'makarachayim. That's the message of a carbon shlamim. More than any other carbon, the shlamim, as we know Chazal tell us, who gets the shlamim? A little bit to the Kohen, a little bit to Hashem, and a little bit to the Israel. Right? It's kashya kalim. So shlamim symbolizes the involvement of everybody in Kedusha. So you take the hair of the Nazir and say, you know, you've been a parish the past month, but the goal of life, now you're going back into real life, remember the message of carbon shlamim. Right? That's why Dafka the Nazir throw this hair there. V'yalkein b'tom tkufas anazir shekibel atzmo horasa Torah sheyazov derech zu she'ina ru'i l'tzadike emes. Great tzadikim, naziris is not what the goal is. Ki rak betach tchilas darkam to'al lahem l'natek atzmo mehev l'il mazeh. Maybe the beginning of your travel of avodas Hashem. Avol kishvari giyal tachlos li'ozdavik v'Hashem yizbarach shuv ein roi lo l'fosh l'gamri me'yishtamish b'al mazeh. Right, what do we paskin? Chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'chem. Right on Yontif. Ubisreifa sarotach hazevach hashlamim morehu. That reflects ki miata holech hu nechocha b'derech ha'imsoes. Ve'eno misagi v'zgufo l'shlomi menu estrachav al yekadesh atzatzma v'chulu. That's Rav Sternbach, important words here. And again, it's a step-by-step process. Rav Pinkus also in his Sefer on Bamidbar, it's a step-by-step process, the Naziris process, in order to get where one wants to go in their avodas Hashem. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, we're dealing with a stira. What do you do with the hair of a nazir? What do you do with the wool of a petach hamor? Right, our Mishnah sounds like you burn it, and the Mishnah Torah sounds like you bury it. That's the stira. So answer number one is, it depends. Are you talking about the hair itself? That has to be burned. That's our Mishnah. Are you talking about that you made it into a bag, a sackcloth? That has to be, hair itself, that's the our Mishnah, right? That's the Mishnah Temura. That it can be buried, because it's just nobody's going to go find it. But the armish is where you made it to a sackcloth, and that's where it has to be burned. Answer number one. Answer number two, Reish Lakish, it depends where you are. Kan b'mikdash, kan b'gulim. Answer number two. Answer number three, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina Amar. Kan b'nazir tahar, kan b'nazir tameh. Are you talking about a nazir tahar, a nazir tameh? Only a nazir tahar has to get his hair burned. Right, a Nazir Tamei has to shave his head and restart the Nazirus, but there's no mitzvah. We don't find anywhere. The Mefarshim here on the page say, we don't find anywhere that a Nazir Tamei's hair has to be burned. Right, that's what if you look at the Pnei Moshe, Rav Chaim Gadevsky, Delok Siv Biki Luchos Reifa. Right, and therefore that's the difference. Our Mishnah that says you have to burn it, that's a Nazir Tahar's hair. The Mishnah in Temura, that's a Nazir Tameh's hair, and that could just be buried. Says the Gemara, so three answers. V'had Taninan, 1 minute. Says the Mishnah, I have a kasha on the last two answers. Remember, we have a stira between two things. We have a stira between the hair of a Nazir, but we also have a stira about the wool of the Petach Hamor. How does answer number two or three have anything to do with Petach Hamor? Answer number one explains both. But answer number two, V'yataninan, v'aditaninan, Petach Hamor. Petach Hamor, islacha meimar kam b'mikdash kam b'gvulin, kam b'nazir tar, kam b'nazir tamei. Answer number two and three have no relevance to Petach Hamor. So those answers don't work. And aren't we trying to give an answer to the stira in both, right, to both elements? So, ela kam b'sa kam b'seir. Right, only answer number one works to answer both steers. right, the stira to the hair of a nazir and the stira to peter chamor. So you have to go back to the first answer. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Abun, no. Rabbi Yossi Bar Abun says, I have a way to answer the stira even regarding the peter chamor without having to go to the first answer. And that is, hein de tamar yisaref saro. Hein de tamar yikaver gufo. Are you talking about the hair of a donkey? Or are you talking about the body of the donkey itself? Right? Our Mishnah is talking about the hair of the donkey. The hair of the donkey should be burnt. The Mishnah Torah is talking about the body of the donkey. The body of the donkey, that's buried. Right? That's the difference between the two. That's another answer to the stira. The Gemara in Temura on that Mishnah asked the same question that our Yerushalmi asks. And that Gemara gives another answer. Gives another answer that we don't have here in the Yerushalmi. The last daf in Temura, Lama Dalam and Aleph. The Gemara gives another answer. We know there's a list over there between the Nisrafin and the Nikbarin. Some items in Halacha that have to be burned, some have to be buried. Are you allowed to switch? Meaning switch what? What's a higher standard? Burning. Right? Are you allowed to burn things that have to be buried? You might say, yeah, sure. That's even better. It's even better. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. You can be machmir and say, you know what? You can even burn things that have to be buried. But the Shita of the Chacham say, no. Whatever has to be buried, that's their purpose. That's what they have to, that's their goal. That's their yiud, their destiny. Buried is buried and burned is burned. So the Gemara says, another answer there, maybe over there, that's the Shita of the Chachamim. Shita of the Chachamim is that the buried has to be buried and the burned has to be burned. And our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that says, if you would like to burn the Nikbarin, then you can also. And that's what our Mishnah is saying, that if you want to burn the Seir Nazir and the Seir Petach Hamar, so that is allowed. That's the, again, Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph in Maseches Temura. V'im lav ukma k'Rabbi Yehuda, d'amar imratza l'hachra l'atzma l'isarif, esanik barim rashoi. Right, you could burn those, and therefore, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. And there's much to talk about there. Petach Hamar, again, it's come up today, yesterday. Remember, I mentioned in the last year, Petach Hamar is a halach l'maisa. Right? Most of us have not ever witnessed a Petach Hamar ceremony, but it's not like a Bechor Behemoth Tahor. Remember the three mitzvahs about Bechor that we have. Three mitzvahs I say. Pidyon HaBen, that's the most common of the three, right? It's not so common. Right, that's why Tosfos says you make a shechiyonu by a pidyon haben and not by a bris milah. Right, the minog of Eretz Yisrael is to make a shechiyonu even by a bris milah, but the minog of chutz la'aretz is only to make a shechiyonu by pidyon haben and not by bris milah. One of the reasons is because pidyon haben is so rare. You know, how many brisim have we gone to, and how many pidyon habens have we gone to? So that's there's a difference. But pidyon haben is halacha l'maisa. Bechor behema tahora is not halacha l'maisa. Why? Because we try to make it not halacha l'maisa. Right? If somebody has a firstborn, if somebody, a Jew, owns sheep or cows, right, bakar or tzon, and they know that this sheep or cow is about to have a firstborn, and it might be a male, that's automatically a carbon. So we don't want a carbon walking around, so that's why the minog already Tosfos quotes in Bechoros. Tosfos already quotes a very long time ago that we sell a percentage of the mother to a guy. And therefore, that prevents the kedusha of the bechor, right? Bailus goy is mafkia the kedusha, and that's what we do. That's what we do in order to not to have a carbon. So that's not lamaisa, right? Because we don't. And there's not something that we want. But the other one, petach hamar, if a Jew owns a donkey and the donkey has a firstborn male, so then there's no kedusha there. There's a status there, right? A non-kosher animal can't have kedusha. So the non-kosher firstborn donkey, though, has a mitzvah to do with it. And it's aser bahana'a unless we do it for the mitzvah. That's petachah. It's a holy simon in Yaradeya. Shin chaf aleph. It's in Yaradeya because it's halacha l'maisa. Bechor behema tamea noeg b'chol makom b'chol zman. Vein noeg bechor behema tamea. Right, the firstborn of non-kosher animals. It applies always. B'chol makom u'b'chol zman. Vein noeg ela b'chamorim. It only applies to donkeys. V'zem mitzvaso shekol Yisrael. Sheyesh lo chamora. Any Jew that has a female donkey. Shebichra, that has a firstborn male. Podeyu b'seh. Has to redeem it. Switches kedusha onto a sheep. Bein minaksavim o minaizim. Right, seh is inclusive. It includes sheep and goats. Bein zachar, bein nekeva. And you can redeem it on whatever sheep you want. The sheep could be a goat, the sheep could be a male, a female, bein tam, bein balmum, bein gadol, bein katan, v'yitnenu l'kohen. And you give that sheep to the kohen. That's the mitzvah. U'me'emaz achayav lefdoso, mishivaleid ad sheyamus. Anytime while still alive. Elisha mitzvah lefdoso, miyad, shelo lahashos ha-mitzvah. And after you redeem it, after you switch the status from the donkey to the sheep, the donkey is totally chulin, and it's mutter to shear it and to work it, kishar chulin, like all other chulin. And the kohen has a sheep, and he can do whatever he wants with it. Right, the sheep and the donkey are both chul and gemurim. It's not about karbanos, and that's why it's halacha lamaisa. That's why we do it today. Ain podin lo be'egel v'lo b'chaya. It says the things that you're not allowed to use. You have to use sown. You can't use a cow or a seh shachut. Podin ben pakua. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, Aser b'hana'a until it is redeemed. Where is my halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's best to redeem it. Rather than to do arifa, as we spoke about, and in sivav miyad kishifrish atletachas petach hamor chazer apetach hamor chulin afilu kodem jasul lekohen. Right when you switch it to the sheep, the hamor already changes the status. Right, it's already mutter bahana. Umutter lenas bov imeslo yikaber vakohen zacha besem miyad vechulu lefichach. Because right away, right when you switch the sheep and the donkey, the status has changed. Miyad kishem afrisho mivarech. You make a bracha. Right when you're holding the sheep, you're about to give it to the Kohen, you make that bracha of Al Pidyon Petach Hamar. And this is the Taz that we like to quote whenever this comes up. The Taz notes, why is there a bracha on Pidyon HaBen, and there's a bracha on Petach Hamar, but there's no bracha, let's say we would allow the Bechor Bei Metahora become a karban. We wouldn't sell the mother to the Goy. There's no bracha there. So why is there a bracha only on two out of the three mitzvahs and not this one? That's the question of the Taz, and the Taz has the beautiful answer. Where the Taz says, you only make a bracha when you're doing something, when you're accomplishing something. By Petach Hamar, you're doing something. You're switching the status onto the sheep. By Pidyon HaBen, you're doing something. You're switching the status of the child, the money. By Bechor Behemah Tahora, I don't do anything. It's an automatic karban. It comes out of the womb of the sheep, of the cow. Boom, it's a karban. Yes, we said in the last year, there's an idea. The pasuk says, takdish mitzvah lahakdisho. But that's an added kedusha. The ikir kedusha is kadosh mirachem. So therefore, because it's automatic, it basically belongs to the kohen right when it comes out. You're not doing anything. V'nirali says the Taz. Shin chaf aleph siv zayin. In the Taz, sivka and zayin. V'nirali dein shayah bracha el masha ose adam mishalo. Al zeh mevarech shezicha zika lasos zacha lasos mishalo ratzon amakom baruchu. Mashenkin bibechor. Demei olam lo hayeli sros chuspo. I never had it. The mishanola, the second this animal is born, begazad drachmana, it belongs to the kohen. The ki'ilu lo nova lo oso abachar. E ki'ilu nova lo bebeis kohen miparaso. This isn't like truma. By truma, I own all the fruit. I decide. I'm mafresh. I designate which ones are going to the kohen. So you don't say that, oh, the truma was always belonging to the kohen. I designated which it is. By all the matnas kahuna, by chala, by bikurim. I did something, so I make a bracha. Here it's automatic. It's born, it belongs to the kohen. So says the Taz, there's no bracha on that. Kope ein shayach levarek yuhen osa klum mimamono. Mashenki bepetyon petach hamar b'char adam shu nosi mimamono b'zeh akein mivarek shapir al mitzvah zu kein nira li. That's an amazing Taz. Shin chaf aleph siv zayin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So the Mishnah said in yesterday's daf, ubimigdoshin mekachin kol shehen. Right, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, the top line of Lama Zayin Abayis had said, if all these items that we have, all the items that we had in the Mishnah, you have some hair, there was a minimum shear. That, what was that shear? Mali sit. What's that? The distance between my second and third finger. Right, that's the amount of thread or hair that's minimum that you need to be mevatel. But if it's hektish hair, then mekadshin b'kol shehein, any tiny amount. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan had the same hair. Why? Why is hektish not batel at all? If I have the hair of a karban, why is it not batel? We had before that hektish is batel. I mean, we had a couple weeks ago. We had hektish is batel maybe in 200 based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. So why would this hektish not be batel? Ah, what type of hektish are we talking about? Hada de temar bekachim sheish lamatirin. We're talking about karban, a kachim, that can be redeemed. What can be redeemed? Kodshe bedek habayis. Right? If I'm makdish a table, or any, if I'm makdish an animal that's a balmum, so what is the hektish going to do with that? They're going to sell it and take the money. So that's redeemable. Anything that's redeemable is a davar sheish lamatirin. And what's the rule? Davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. So what the hair, the hektish in the mishnah that we're talking about, that is never batel at all. It's osir b'kol shein. It's talking about the hektish that is redeemable. It's ironic. If it's redeemable, then it's not batel. But that's the rule. If you have another way out, not relying on bittel, then bittel doesn't work. So how did the same are the mishnah talking about the case of b'kachim b'sheish lamatirin? By kachim that have matirin, right, that is kachi bedek abayis. Avo b'kachim she'en lahem matirin, tzrichin sit. But if it's kachim that don't have a heter, meaning it's kachi aguf, it's a carbon. Hair fell out of a carbon. That could be, you're about to give the sheep, and some wool fell off the carbon. So that, and then it gets mixed up, and you use it to make a beged, that needs a minimum shear, because there bittel will apply, and for bittel to apply, For the need for bittul, you need a minimum significant amount, which is the sit, tzrichin sit. Ha'isiv Reb Yossi. One second. V'ha, you're telling me that anything that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not bato? We know that rule. But what about the other part of our Mishnah? Ha'isiv Reb Yossi. V'ha'mastisa pliga. Ha'ori mole asit mitzemer ha'bachor. Be'beged yidalek ha'beged. So we learned, right, from Bachor, that tzemer, the wool of a Bachor, the whole thing has to be burned. Isn't a bechor like a davar sheyesh lo matirin? A bechor can become mutter in a different way. How can it become mutter in a different way? The Gemara is assuming. Well, when you shecht the bechor, then the kohen can now tekach a kalim. Now the kohen can partake of it. So isn't the hair of a bechor that should be called a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So you should say it's not batel. The Gemara doesn't answer this question. So the Mefarshim on the page say, because it's such an obvious answer. I'm sure everybody here knows the answer, so I'm not even going to say it. No. The Mefarshim on the page, the Mara Folda says, it's obvious. We're talking about hair that got detached from the animal before it was shechted. So when do you see an animal becomes mutter? If you went through the whole process of Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, now the animal becomes mutter, and it's mutter b'ana. But if hair becomes detached before the avoda, that hair stays also. But no, that's not redeemable. Or the Rasilio says another lumdish answer. Even when the kohanim get it, that's not called davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means it loses its kedusha and it becomes mutar chulin. Where a kohen goes through the process and now he's allowed to partake of it, that's to use the Rasilio's language. Mishun de kohanim ki zachu mishulchan kavaka zachu. Lo mikri yesh lo matirin. That's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So therefore, those are the two suggested answers that are given. Okay. So back to the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, let's review the Mishnah for a second. What did the Mishnah say? Remember the Mishnah had three cases. There was a machlokas in case one. Not in case two or three. Right? First, what was the first case? If you made a little section of your shirt with arla dye, Remeir says you got to burn the whole beged. The Chachamim say it's batel in 200. Then we had two cases. We had the case of the putting it into your beged, the tsemer of a bechor, or the hair of a nazir. No machlokas there. So is that only according to Rabbi Meir, who says it's not batel? Right, because it's davar sheb'minyan, or that the Chacham would agree to that? Right, that's not clear. We have a machlokas in case one, and no machlokas in case two or three. So Gemara says, is Tani Lo B'Shem Rabbi Meir? Is the low Tani Lo B'Shem Rabbi Meir? Some say this is also only Rabbi Meir's opinion. Right, and others say no. Right, the case two and three is even the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would agree that it is usser. Why? Because we're talking about cases where it's something special. Right, the Rasilio here quotes the Gemara in Tzemura that says, maybe we're talking about where you use the hair or the wool, where you made a bird on the beged. And there are a few birds. One of the birds was made with Nazir hair, and the other words not. So that's something chashev. It's machshev. The whole baguette, therefore, it would not be batalated according to the Rabbanan. Okay, either way, 2 days in the Gemara, whether case two and three is only Rabbi Meir, like case one, or is it like the Rabbanan two. The Gemara says, but one second, this would have a ramification. Because we're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to say that according to Rabbi Meir, there's a list of 10 things that are not batal. So, ma detani la b'shem Rabbi Meir, if you say that our Mishnah is only Rabbi Meir, Islay Asara Dvar Makachas, then it adds up. There are 10 altogether. Mandalotani Labashem Rabbi Meir. But if you say the end of our Mishnah is the Rabbanan, also, not just Rabbi Meir, Minon isle asar the ramakanchen, then you're short on the list, which we'll have more of the list later on. But then Reb Meir doesn't have 10 unique items. Answer, there's another one that you could add on. Reb Meir Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Amar Af Kikarsha Balabayas. Later on, we're going to talk about cakes of a balabayas, machlokas there. So Reb Meir would say, that one also is not batel, he also like Rabbi Akiva. So Reb Meir would have 10 things on his list, even without the ones from our Mishnah. Period. Next, says the Mishnah. Tavshil shebishlu b'klifei arla yidalek. We said arla is usher to get benefit from. You can't eat arla fruit. What about arla wood from an arla tree? That's mutter. That's not right. That's wood. Right? Arla is only chow on the fruit. So wood is mutter. Fruit is. What about the peels? That's what we've been talking about. The peels of arla fruit are also usher. What if you use the peels of an arla fruit in your fire in order to cook? You don't put it in the pot. That's for sure usher. Right? And you have to be bought the mavatla within 200. What if you use the peels in order to cook? So tav shil she bishlo b'klifei arla gidaleg. Yeah, you say there's hana'ah in the food. There's a phrase in Chazal used elsewhere. Yes shevach eitzim b'pas. If you use usher wood to cook something, then in the food it appreciates and gets better from the isra hana'ah. That's why it's usher. So here too, if you used arla stuff as your fuel, as your fire, so then it's going to be usher. I mean, the whole food is usher. And if it gets mixed up with other food, so then you need 200 to be mevatelet. Tanashi siku beklifei arla. Also, an oven that you heated up with klifei arla, vava boasapas, and you baked, same kind of thing, right? You used arla as your fire peels, and you baked bread in it, tidale kapatz, you gotta burn the bread. Nesar v'acheros, talabach ha'masayin. Same thing with the bread, it's batel with 1 in 200. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem, we'll continue with the Gemara next time, as we continue in the last 3-4 blot of Meseches Arla.